Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with us as we go through our charts the week of August 8th through the 12th in the Focus. And because I'm practicing to become an announcer when I grow up, Michael has kindly agreed to let me go through the lists, that is, the stories and the people that are being talked about this week. So, Michael, are you sure it's okay if I do this, because I want to practice to be good when I get bigger?
I think you should practice, and also, you know, in full disclosure, I'm broadcasting my part of this conversation by remote via a mobile device on the streets of New York. I'm on Broadway in Soho, and even though you say you don't hear a lot of noise around me, I'm standing in the middle of Manhattan at its most vibrant.
Manhattan at its best. Wow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Manhattan, and you know, it's pretty darn crowded. So forgive me if I seem distracted by the sights, the sounds, and the smells of New York City.
Well, after we go through the list, I have a question about a New York City radio station. It would be a good way for us to start. But first, the charts for this week, starting at number 10, and the 10th most active, this is pretty much the typical, what's going on in sports talk radio, the Major League Baseball realities, preseason for the NFL, people all excited about that, and because sports talk radio has become such a big part of the talk genre, it is placing number 10 as it normally does. At number 9, the controversy over the Jackie Onassis tapes. Number 8, they're still talking in New York and elsewhere about Dominique Strauss-Kahn and what his accuser has actually, what has she been charged with and what has she charged him with. What's going on in Syria is number 7. The deaths of the Afghanistani, the helicopter and the photo controversy of all that, that's wrapped up in number 6. Recall elections in Wisconsin, number 5. Riots in London, number 4. The GOP debate, number 3. The debt, number 2. And the instability of the financial markets turned out to be the number 1 most discussed topic. Business talk radio, money talk shows, and the regular straightforward issue-oriented talk radio shows with the hosts talking nonstop about that. Okay, in the people department, it's, let's see here, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis at number 10, Dominique Strauss-Kahn at number 9, Bashir al-Assad, number 8, David Cameron at 7, Scott Walker at 6, Hillary Clinton at 5, Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney at 4, Rick Perry at 3, Timothy Geithner at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. So the president this week became the focus of both the left and the right, Michael, because of his address on Monday after the markets really went down. The number one story this week has to do with what's going on in the markets, but also how the president has handled it or hasn't. And people on both sides almost agreeing that the president looked bad, he hasn't come up with any really good plan, doesn't seem to really have a grasp of what's going on, and is flailing about. And it's interesting that in the reality, one person could be so important that hinging on his ability to perform or not is the not only the financial stability of our country, but apparently everybody's waiting for us. So we're bumping into each other as everything stops, boom, 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 boom. And it all seems to hang on Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama is extremely unpopular at the moment with everybody. And when I say that, of course, that's a generalization. We don't mean everybody, but he's unpopular with all factions. I was up in New York City on Thursday night when he was doing a fundraiser in Lower Manhattan, and I was right there where he was. And you know that when a president comes through, there's the hubbub and the police and the traffic and the barriers and all that. And I was on the streets watching the, you know, the whole motorcade go by and everything, and listening to the police and listening to the people. And you got to remember, Barack Obama is very popular, or at least was, in New York.
Right.
You should have heard the street, the comments from the people, not only about Barack Obama, but about the presidency, about the government, about Congress, about the Democrats, and about the Republicans.
Yeah.
I had a bird's eye view of this. The country is disgusted with the whole political system.
Well, we've let the country needs to look at itself, the people who are in the country, supposedly responsible for who gets elected, the number of people who don't participate in elections, especially primaries. They say they aren't going to participate because it doesn't work, and that's the lack of participation gets us what we've got, and that's bad. Bad crop of bad politicians with bad intentions. And meanwhile, they're both the Democrats and Republicans trying to squeeze $1 billion. Both parties say they will raise $1 billion for the election next year. That's just plain sick, Michael.
Well, it's sick, especially if only the extremists in each party vote in the primaries.
Right.
I'm trying to speak as objectively as possible, but we had the extremists in the Democratic Party put us with Obama.
Right.
And now we're going to get the extremists in the Republican Party putting us with, someone else. And this pendulum is going to keep going up and back, and the boat is going to eventually capsize if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
The middle has got to get involved in the primary system,
yeah,
or we're not going to get candidates that represent the massive, independent, middle ground of Americans that want pragmatic government.
And you have to wonder, given the fact that cuts to education have affected the one course that teaches people about how the government works, civics courses, which were taught when I was in school and you were in school, which over a year-long period teach people how the government actually works, how the election process takes place, what your involvement means, all of those things. Certainly there's discussion of it on the air. A lot of good radio programs help in an entertaining way people understand the process, but not everybody's listening to the spoken word formats. The younger people listening to music, they aren't getting this education in school because those courses were cut. It's almost, you could make a case that it was a cynical attempt to, through these various means, to purposely keep people from finding out how the system works so that we keep the chaos going the way that it is.
Yeah, democracy is a very dangerous form of government if the population is uneducated. It's based upon the premise that each and every citizen practices civics, is aware of how the system operates, understands the basics of the Constitution, and understands their responsibility. Mm-hmm. If you have an uneducated, distracted public, then you have the recipe for tyranny and chaos.
Yeah.
Not good. Chaos works into the hands of tyrants.
Yeah.
And we have that right now.
Yep, we have too many tyrants with too much power, both political and business leaders who are tyrants, and that's what people are railing against. All right, we're going to pause for a moment here on the countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here, and they put together the information on the charts, and we also like to dig into the behind the scenes of the talk radio world. So coming up, a conversation about a new radio station in New York City. We'll check that out in just a moment here on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11. There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa. Just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Back on the countdown with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, online at talkers.com. Talkers has a daily overview, a monthly overview. The headline reads, "How would your grandmother look with a new set of boobs?" That's not from some scandal sheet in New York City. It is from a new radio station, a story. Would you like to give us the background into what may be the talk format of the future?
Well, it may be the talk format of the future, or it might be a giant bomb. It's very interesting to see something new and exciting and fresh.
Yes.
Merlin Media, which has taken over three radio stations, FM stations in Chicago and New York, today debuted their all-news format on FM at WEMP, and they're calling it FM News 101.9 or 101.9 FM News. They say it both ways. A youth-oriented all-news station. And, they had their share of bumps and mistakes this morning because it's hard to launch a thing like this. But it's fascinating to hear the approach. I would say about 80% of the stories are what we would consider to be soft-core, entertainment-oriented personality stories aimed at people who we would call young people. Not kids, but young people. Lots of references to Facebook and iPhones and the terminology. Young-sounding announcers. And mixed in are a couple of stories that we would consider hard news, but not much. And, stories about scandals, stories about, Paula Abdul's neuroses, stories about breast implants, surgeries, controversies, rather. And it's on the air, and it's new. It just started, and we listened to it and, of course, reported on it to the industry, which is very, very interested in what's happening there.
Yeah, it doesn't speak to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that is, help people do anything other than be entertained. And I guess that the idea of radio stations is to get listeners so that they can sell advertising and make money. It's not the radio station's job to educate the public. If that happens along the course, fine, but that's not why they're in business.
Well, that's not why this format's in business. This form is an entertaining, fascinating, colorful way of getting young people to listen to spoken word radio. I don't know necessarily how much it will inform them about the issues we discussed before. Yeah. But being fair, I am all for the free enterprise system and for free speech and for the radio industry doing what it needs to do. I don't know whether we're fair to put the mantle of educating the public on this particular radio station or this particular broadcast company. But, yeah, you're right. I don't necessarily think that what we heard this morning is going to necessarily be the answer to the nation's educational problems.
No, but it might be a good radio station to have fun and listen to. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with his weekly visit on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Is it dumping on Michelle Bachmann or not? From The Daily Show, Jon Stewart is somebody who takes Newsweek to task for all of this. Well, not the discussion, but the photo itself.
Newsweek, that's a picture of Michelle Bachmann. And clearly, not an accidentally picture of Michelle Bachmann. Because you can say a lot of things about Michelle Bachmann. A lot of things. But here's what you can't say about Michelle Bachmann, that she is not photogenic. You got to go pretty far out of your way to find a crappy photo of Michelle Bachmann, and you did. Why?
In a statement, Newsweek editor Tina Brown said Michelle Bachmann's intensity is galvanizing voters in Iowa right now, and Newsweek's cover captures that.
No, it doesn't. That's not a I'm galvanizing the voters in Iowa picture. I mean, I get it, Newsweek. You put in the Queen of Rage juxtaposed with a picture of a lady that appears to be enchanted by simple math being done on a blackboard that's been hung to high. But be honest, Newsweek, you use that photo in a petty attempt to make Michelle Bachmann look crazy. And that's what her words are for. If you're involved in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, it's bondage. It's a very sad life. It's part of Satan, I think, to say this is gay. Or, I wish the American media would take a great look at the views of the people in Congress and find out, are they pro-America or anti-America? Or, I believe that there's a very strong chance that we will see young people put into mandatory service. And the real concern is that there are provisions for what I would call re-education camps for young people. You want a photo that makes her seem a little off? Make it out of her words.
All right, so there's Jon Stewart on Michelle Bachmann, at least on the picture. Here's talk host Joe Pags with a caller of his. And the focus is we're moving off of Michelle here onto Rick Perry and whether or not he heard his presidential campaign to have waited until after the debt ceiling debate was over before he joined the race, which he's probably going to do this weekend.
Do you think that Governor Perry hurt his chances, though, by not coming out during this debate? I mean, he would have been a great voice, right, Mike? I mean, he would have been a great voice, no?
Yeah. I wish he would have, you know. But you know what? I think, I don't know what he's waiting on, but I know when it comes, you know, it's like the calm before the storm for the Democrats. And I wish he would have. I don't think it's going to really hurt him. It might hurt him a little bit, But once he gets in the race and the people see who he is and what he's done for Texas, you know, the jobs, because that's what everybody wants. They want jobs. And this man Obama has destroyed jobs since he's been in office. I think he's lost like 2 million, maybe even more. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's about 2.5 million jobs, yeah.
Yeah, but once Rick Perry gets in the race, and I wish he would go ahead and do it now, but, you know, once he gets in it, you're going to see some real changes, man, as far as Rick Perry's going to eventually take over the lead, and because that's what they're waiting on, because they're getting so much buzz about him, not because he has the track record. We're the only state in the country that has created jobs doing this mess, and that's a hell of a track record. I mean, you can't deny that, and people want to work.
I hear you. I appreciate you. He does have the right. Look, if this election is going to be about jobs, and if Governor Perry were to jump into the election, into this race, if it's about jobs, he wins without even trying. If it's about jobs and job creation, he wins without even trying, because President Obama cannot blame Rick Perry or the Republicans or George W. Bush on the loss of jobs in this country since he's been the president, because he promised to fix what the problem was. Now he's saying the hill was steeper than we thought it was, blah, blah, so on and so forth. That's not going to fly. Not against a Rick Perry who can say, I created a bunch of jobs. Whether he did it or not, he can take credit for it. He was the commander-in-chief of the great state of Texas.
All right, whether he did it or not, he can take credit for it. Rick Perry, here's an email from John Freitag, who writes, after I said something about Rick Perry yesterday, pretty bad. Where's Obama's? You just highlighted a real problem, media hypocrisy, without addressing it in the least. Now yap about the broken system and ignore the utterly criminal, unethical media. I don't ignore any of that stuff. It's all part of the discussion here. Let's listen to everything that gets said, okay?
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black secured.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a program entitled Talk Radio Countdown Show, and in this program, which is a show that lasts for a couple of hours every day, and we do, as I said a few minutes ago, a three-hour wrap on the weekend on the top 10 items being discussed on sports talk and news talk radio. This sports talk stuff, usually, although more and more popular these stations, it becomes one item, and the things that we're talking about on the news talk stations occupy the other nine slots. Certainly the picture of Michelle Bachmann is not number one. We haven't done a rendering yet of what the number one story will be, but I'm guessing Michelle Bachmann will be number one or number two, with the debt being the other item of interest. We're in a conversation about presidential contenders, the components of the race. Pretty much Michelle Bachmann has gotten all of our attention so far. We'll move on now to others. There are a lot of people. I'm just going to acknowledge this because we were just a moment or two ago listening to a clip from a radio program in Texas talking about Governor Rick Perry. I'm, as I have said many times, only one cog in the wheel. Your comments are important at 800-510-8255. A lot of people send me email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. I am always amused. Perhaps the word is bemused, but there are people who are so angry. The Tea Party does represent anger. I'm angry. I am fed up more than you can possibly imagine with a state of affairs in Washington and in most covering most states. The fiscal irresponsibility is beyond annoying. And so when I say something about some of these candidates that there seems to be support for, I'm on a lot of stations in Texas and a lot of people like Rick Perry. I don't happen to find any of the Republicans. I mean, frankly, if the election were today and I had a vote between Obama and somebody else, whoever the somebody else was, it's probably the person I'm going to vote for. And that's not going to mean I'm going to like him or her. Rick Perry, I find nauseating, frankly, the pandering to those who are religionists. There's nothing I read about this guy that makes me think that, and frankly, most of the people who get involved in politics who lean back on religion to get their support from people who are of one particular stripe, it's phony logic. Those of you who get angry, he's got morals and values, and I call attention to people who have said they had morals and values and they don't. It seems to be that that seems to be the way you get ahead in politics, is to tell people what isn't true and hope that they'll believe it. Everything that Barack Obama has said pretty much has come from that same cloth. So when I talked about Rick Perry's report card or who he is, and I mentioned the Perry and some of the other candidates, and then I said something about the illicit affairs that so many of these people have. There are Republicans and Democrats, although admittedly there are more Republicans who get involved in these things than Democrats. I've been a Republican most of my life. I decided that I didn't want to be a Republican 4 or 5 years ago because I was tired of the divisiveness that comes about from those who have just one point of view, and it's inflexible and nothing can be fixed if you are inflexible. That's part of the problem in the country right now. Although I think the Tea Party and those who are part of the push here, holding their ground when it came to the fiscal stuff and the deal that was made on the budget, I think they were right. I think we have to draw a line in the sand. Enough is enough already. Deal with it responsibly, like big boys and girls instead of like children. But then, again, sort of just to have some fun with the people who are so angry. This guy, John, who sent me the email about Rick Perry and the media and how unethical they are. Of course they are. But that's the way it is. And the reason it is the way it is because people have supported what's been done. I'll bet you that Newsweek magazine's subscription or the number of issues that have been sold this week, twice what they normally sell. I said that I didn't think Perry, trustworthy, I don't think I use that word, but this person says, you behave as a Christian and you're a perv. No, that isn't what I said. What I did say in the last breaths of, I think, yesterday's program was I thought Bloomberg would be a perfect candidate, frankly. He's done an excellent job running New York, and he's the savviest of those who are in public service. He's an extraordinarily successful businessman. For my money, at this point in our country's history, he would be an ideal candidate. None of the Republicans are even close to being ideal. Obama, the word ideal shouldn't be in the same sentence or paragraph with him. So that's really what it is. But these people who are so inflexible, this guy takes a shot at Bloomberg as being a middle-of-the-road waffler. This guy says wrong is wrong, right is wrong, but you, middle of the road skunks, got it all figured out because you're great intelligence and superior understanding. John, that kind of stuff doesn't fix anything. It may make you feel better, and I'm happy to make you feel better if you want, but that doesn't reflect what I said nor what I think. And the same goes through, I'll take one of the other email that came from a guy named Nikos in Iowa, who was busy yesterday sending me a number of emails. One of them, why did Newsweek use the picture of Bachman? Because they're a bunch of stinking liberals. Okay, didn't take much creativity to come across with that line. And then there was another note, when you look in the mirror, this was an attack on me. When you look in the mirror, you will see an imperfect person. That's, of course, we're all imperfect. You wear your morality on your sleeve every time you criticize others. That's maybe what you think. That isn't necessarily what I'm doing. You love to put others down, and in doing so, you're shouting to the world, I'm better than they are. Wrong, wrong, wrong. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm doing. You can think that's your interpretation of it. Well, I will not vote for any candidate who hides their morality. That's a hypocrite, and I've seen enough of them. Yes, I would agree with that for sure. This guy then says you need to get a mirror and mediate or meditate on your perfection. You seem to be mesmerized by yourself. Nikos, you need to kind of lighten up, pal. This is not about me. This is about those who are running, including Ron Paul, who of all the candidates who are running, he probably would be the one that I would prefer more than any other, frankly. He more speaks to the world or at least America, in terms that I understand and agree with. I am more of a Ron Paul supporter than anything else at this moment in time. Joe Kernan from CNBC talks to him about the Standard & Poor downgrade.
Did you believe that S&P's decision to downgrade our U.S. debt was a responsible decision? Some people have actually suggested that what they were ultimately doing was downgrading our currency.
In some ways, I think it's irrelevant. You know, the markets are much more powerful. They'll downgrade whatever they need to. But for the moment, and for traders, you know, this can be a big deal. And politically, it can be a big deal. But if one announcement like that from somebody like Standard & Poor's that didn't have any idea what was going on with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac can change things. So if that announcement pushes the dollar down and causes some chaos in the stock market, they were destined to do that anyway. So these are just excuses. So I don't think an announcement, although in a very short time in a day-to-day trading, has a significance. That doesn't change things. What if they made this announcement and the dollar was as good as gold and everything was hunky-dory? Those announcements would have no meaning. So I think they're just sort of trying to catch up with the market. I mean, I cannot believe people would have high rating for any of this paper money and paper bonds long term when it earns no interest. It's so distorted. And then they decide that, you know, all we have to do is set up a committee of 12 and we're going to come up with so-called cuts, which aren't cuts. There are no cuts that anybody's proposing. So no wonder why people are negative. But what I worry about the most is the consequence of currency destruction is violence. And boy, every day there's more and more violence, whether it's in London, demonstrations in Israel, all around the world, revolutions going on. And this is all related to sometimes prices of food going up. And this is all related to this fictitious notion about what money is and what it should be.
All right, here's another email I'm going to read. I seem to be more into email today, and you can understand the impact that it has because it's a different way of communicating what your thoughts are. You can do it certainly at 800-510-8255. This is a general overview of what this person thinks. His name is Steve. What he thinks about the political realities. And I think from my own perspective, before I read this, going back to what I just said about Ron Paul, he addresses most of the things that this gentleman says in his email. Okay, so every living, breathing person on Earth with a half an ounce of brains must realize that the majority of the 435 blank holes in Washington just can't get this friggin' economy corrected. So why can't that same group, the ones with more than a half ounce of brains, do better than Sarah Palin et al. And her group? Where there are Washingtons and Jeffersons and Hancocks that put our country together, we need leadership that can lead. We need leadership that isn't encumbered with reciprocal agreements and compromise. That's a sentence that I couldn't have said better myself. I couldn't even come close to saying it that well. I'm going to repeat it. Where are the Washingtons, Jeffersons, and Hancocks? You think any of these people, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, are any of the people that are around now have even could hold a candle to the people who were responsible for putting our country together? Unfortunately, we have a built-in system that is self-defeating. Leadership doesn't go to those with brains. It goes to those with money. Perhaps we need to start with giving every party that can properly establish that they represent a significant group through petitions or some other fashion, $50 million each for a campaign war chest for their presidential candidate and their congressional leadership. That's an investment in our country because it'll be spent on radio, TV, media, takes away the element of the election and the god-awful time that a president spends with fundraising. Well, the congressmen and senators do the same thing. That's my anecdotal comment to what he's written. With their $50 million, they can advertise their experience. They can tell their stories at the same time instead of the news show spending so much time on some blank hole. That's I can't read the rest of that sentence. But anyway, you understand what he's saying. Is his idea a good idea? What do you think? 800, I don't like money, and I think there should be no money. No Public money, no private money. It all should be outlawed. And the people who want to run for office get the media's attention by what they say, how intelligent they are, what their intellectual quotient is, and how stimulating they are. That would be my RX for fixing this. But again, this is another point of view that's an intelligent point of view. The best part of that, again, where are the Washingtons, Jeffersons, and Hancocks that put this country together? What's happened to those people, to the really smart, really good people? Part of the problem, as was pointed out by somebody in an earlier message, is the news media and how they have done. It's a free country, and we regale those who feel free to speak what is on their mind. That's what it's all about. But much of what's on a lot of people's minds is nonsense and worse than that. You got to separate, what is it, the wheat from the chaff, as we say on the farm. 800-510-8255. We continue on the countdown in a moment or two. First, these words at 14 before the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
FreeSlide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop, digital camera, gaming console, Apple iPad, and much, much more.
That's right. FreeSlide11.com
is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to FreeSlide11.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. You may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit. Free Slide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
No delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. Check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
Freeslide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
freeslide11.com.
It's www.freeslide11.com.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all Bridgestone and Michelin tires through August 20th. And auto batteries are as low as $49.98 with exchange. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Steve's in Bullhead City, Arizona. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
You know, just thinking about your comments, I wrote the suggestion to give the parties $50 million for presidential and then make some of their number for the congressional leader
contribution.
That was
you. That was your email.
And your response was that not necessarily to do that, but let them be on their own comments and let them be on their publicity based on the merits of what they say. The problem with that, somebody has to judge the validity or judge the quality of the comments being made so that they could get on the air.
Well, that's up to the people who hear the message. Are you saying that the editorial people might keep them from being on the air because they disagreed? Is that the suggestion?
It's both ways, yes. Uh-huh. They may do that, and then they may promote only those that have like feelings or like, you know, they say something that intrigues them.
Yeah.
So they're being judgmental in the message.
Yeah.
We need to get to some means of enabling this, the governor you just talked about a little while ago in town of Texas.
Yeah,
you know, he did the religious angle, so he got some publicity.
That's what he wanted. All right, thanks.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now on the countdown to give our trust to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is somebody you can trust. He's written a lot of books about truth and justice and the American way. You can check them all out at stevelaw.net, including The Truth About Avoiding Scams. This is very important stuff, especially now, Steve, where there are so many people, the economy's so bad, people are, A, trying anything to relieve people of their money, and people are believing things that seem foolish, and other times they wouldn't pay any attention to it. But the people are so desperate, they'll try anything, and that is sink money into, remember the movie Tin Man?
Yeah.
Remember
that? Loved it.
Yeah, it was a great movie. But that's, the world is full of those guys right now.
It really is. You know, and it's funny you mention that, because what moves the stock market is greed and fear, and what makes money for scam artists are greed and fear.
Yep.
Because we're gonna have so many, as you mentioned it,
real scams and cons out there, as people are so fearful, they put their guard down and they're going to invest in anything. And one of the big lessons from the Bernie Madoff matter was that people shouldn't invest in anything that they don't understand. And there were a lot of people, it was like the emperor's new clothes, who were afraid to admit they didn't understand what Bernie Madoff was doing. And the reason for that was because it didn't make any sense.
No. So they figured he was smarter than they were. So, okay, I'll trust him. Look at all the money he's made for everybody else.
You got it.
Look out below. All right, so here's a story for you. A judge has ruled that a Jewish inmate in a New York jail does not have a constitutionally protected right to matzo balls and grape juice. Christopher Henry, who was convicted of first-degree sodomy, claimed permanent trauma and malnourishment, requested $10 billion in damages for what he called a violation of his
That's
first...
That's a hell of a matzo ball. Better than my mother's.
I bring it up because of the absurdity of what goes on in the court system, which slows down things for the real serious issues. But I suppose you have to you look at all of these cases and you wonder, does the judge really have a straight face on? You must have been in court with judges from time
absolutely.
To time when it was hilarious. It was just ludicrous, the stuff that comes before them.
Absolutely. And, you look at that case, and there's two things to take out of it. And one of them is the right that we have in the Constitution as far as freedom of religion is the right to is freedom of belief.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe anything you want. As far as your practice, it's, I'm an animal sacrifice guy. Well, I'm sorry. We have laws against animal sacrifice. So he doesn't have a right to the matzo balls and the grape juice. Beyond that, we do have laws against frivolous lawsuits, and the feds do it better than most of the states, because most of the states say, okay, we will potentially fine the person who brings this frivolous lawsuit. But what the feds do as well is they say, and we're going to fine the lawyer you came in on.
Uh-huh.
And that goes a long way towards
stopping
some.
Yeah, I would think so.
You get guys like this who've got nothing to lose, then they bring it anyway.
Right. All right, let's explain number five this week, the Wisconsin recall elections on our Talkers Countdown chart. How does that stuff work, and why did it not do what the people who wanted to get, the result was to get the governor, I guess, and state legislators that were Republicans out. How do these things get started, and why do they not work?
There's nothing fine in fine print. And so when you do have provisions for the people to be able to, and it makes it more akin like the British parliamentary elections, where they can call for an election when it really is needed and not necessarily have to wait for a number of years. So this kind of shortchanges our wait for elections. However, it's fraught with so many technicalities that they have from state to state that it makes it really very, very tough to win one of those. So it looks good on the books, but in practice, we don't have it.
All right, quickly, the Verizon strike. You got to wonder if they have any common sense at all having a strike at this time.
Awfully difficult here. These are difficult times financially, and to go on strike, and they're not in a great powerful position on that. Their position is, why should they have to give stuff up if the company is making profits? I think this is a case ripe for mediation, disclosure on both sides, and they should be able to come to something that is fair to both sides.
You'd like to think. Fairness is the guideline for Steve and his practice. You want to check out again all of the books that he has, the helpful information at stevelaw.net. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.